You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Welcome back if you've just tuned in. You're 30 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining me talking with Jim Downing. He's going to give us a story on the Hawaii versus Chevron Supreme Court decision and also his renting apartments to 9/11 terrorists down in Santa Monica. But a quick plug for his, not intentionally, I understand, and a quick plug, though, for May 17th. He mentioned the Goleta Library. He's the city rep for the Goleta Library. They want to put in gold toilets. I don't know what they want to do. But it's May 17th at the Goleta Library, and if you have any questions, you want to get involved with the Goleta Library, you can call the city rep, my guest today, Jim Downing. And Jim, what phone number should they call?
Oh, then call me. I'll be happy to, because I really am an advocate for the public library system. They can call me at 961-9119.
961-9119 if you like books and want to help the Goleta Library. Hawaii versus Chevron. Supreme Court decision. What was the case? What was the story?
Well, about 7 years previous to this case in Hawaii, they're really concerned about, of all things, gasoline prices. Would you believe that? And so they took some action. The legislature, Act Number 257, prescribes that a maximum rent that oil companies can collect from dealers who lease company-owned service stations shall be capped at 15%. Now, in effect, the purpose of the act was to keep the fuel prices from rising further.
To keep the overhead of the dealers low.
Okay.
A lot of people in Santa Barbara, I think, complain about that. Real estate prices are so high. Maybe that's why the gas is high, because they're paying more to pay for the land. Okay, go ahead.
But this was kind of a convoluted method of doing it, whether their purpose is to affect gas prices, but to do it was to, well, place rent control on the gasoline stations. Kind of strange. And most people thought, hey, this couldn't possibly stand up legally because, after all, Fifth Amendment says, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And it just was too far out. So Chevron argued that rent control is a taking, and a state can only do it with just compensation. But nevertheless, later on when the decision came down, Chevron lost.
And they were not able to employ rent control.
They were.
But what was the result?
Oh, yes, they did employ rent control. The state of Hawaii succeeded in placing rent control on the gas stations.
Now, what was the result? Did they get the results they wanted and did gasoline price go down?
Rent control can never, never give the results that really are good. I'm strongly opposed to rent control in every form. In the long run, it does more harm than good. Take example of what happened in Santa Monica. Rent control came in for one of the purposes was because of the elderly people wanted to be able to stay in their homes. But these landlords, by raising the rents, are actually kind of driving them away. So they placed rent control in the city, and in a few short years, when the elderly people did move away of their own choice, then the new tenants that moved in were people that the landlords chose who were well-to-do, had lots of money, who wanted to live close to the beach in Santa Monica, and it just completely turned around the situation. It drove away the low-income people and just brought in the well-to-do people.
So the rent control wasn't a sunset for existing tenants?
No, not a sunset clause.
Would that have worked?
I have to give some thought to your thoughts on that.
But okay, so the whole generation, or many of the generation, are gone that they were trying to protect.
A lot went on in Santa Monica. Well, one of the results of it was called a TORCA law, which means tenant ownership rights. Charter amendment. Now, it's a little difficult for me to conceive of tenants having an ownership right in the landlord's property, but nevertheless, this was the the philosophy in the very liberal city of Santa Monica. So they passed this law, which had a lot of support, which allowed the tenants to buy their own apartments. There was a deal struck with the landlord, landlord, tenant, and city, and it turned out to be really a very good law. And that it encouraged a lot of people to become owners of their own condominiums.
So the way you started the story, you said you were opposed to giving them rights, but the end result was a win-win for both private property owners and the...
Yeah, basically it was a win-win for both the tenants and the owners of the property. If they chose to, they could convert their properties to condominiums. Now, they couldn't do this previously because we're rent controlled, very rigidly rent controlled. But with this new charter amendment, they were able to convert their apartments into condominiums.
Was the city really trying to encourage this and maybe bending a little on some of the rules, like, for example, in the city of Santa Barbara, to convert to condominiums is very difficult, and parking is all these requirements that preclude, I think, converting a lot of apartments, which might work very well, and it might solve a lot of the problems with St. Francis and Cottage Hospital, and people are encouraging them to buy apartments to rent or sell, convert to condominiums to their employees. It didn't seem to get done in Santa Barbara, but it seemed it was pretty massive, condo conversion in Santa. I mean, it doesn't get done in Santa Barbara, but it was massive in Santa Monica.
Mark, it is completely very difficult for me to understand some of these ultra left-wing people in some of the philosophies they want, because it apparently turns out quite often that what they want turns out to be 180 degrees of result. And I think the best method is to work with people, not take away their basic fundamental rights, and not to have the government legislate for the people what they think their rights should be.
Wow. So Santa Monica's rent control came, what's the status of it today, 2006?
Right now, it depends on who you are. If you are a tenant who has been there for 30 years, you're living in heaven financially. If you are a landlord who is doing his best to maintain his property, it is chaotic.
Still today.
Absolutely.
Despite this, but this whole turnover of condo and buying, that really did not save the day or minimize. Did it minimize?
Can I give you an example?
Sure.
All right. Well, I recently had a situation, this was 4 years ago, where I had a tenant from Brazil, and he was permitted to have a co-tenant. Well, one fine day, I went by the property, and he was gone, and there was a new person there in residence. Hey, I could have gone to the law and say, hey, this person has no right to stay here, and I want my property back. But in Santa Monica, very expensive process. And the best way to do it there is negotiate. So I talked to the person. It turned out that he was there because he said, I have a sister that is in the hospital, Cedars-Sinai particularly, and she's here for cancer treatment. So I needed a place, and I saw this ad in a paper where I could pay a few dollars to the tenant, and I could move into this apartment.
Oh.
So that's why he was there. Now, I know he said he was only going to be there a short period of time for his sister's treatment, and then he would go back to this country. I found out this country was a country that is very strongly in favor of masculine kind of control. It's called yay men. So
that's God. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's must have been the reason why they named it yay men.
Okay, Now, we're running out of time, and I want to get to the 9/11 terrorists.
Anyway,
so
he stayed there until September of just before 9/11. And all of a sudden, I went by there.
Oh,
empty apartment! It's gone.
You're killing me.
And all of the visitors who I had seen frequently coming and going, gone. Now he had a post office address cleared out, disappeared shortly in September before 9/11. And then the next thing I knew, after the event itself, 9/11, I had an FBI agent come and be very inquisitive, and he was looking at me inquisitively as to if I were in collusion with what about this whole situation. So, hey, that's the only evidence I have that this particular tenant may have been involved. Frequent, strange, unusual visitors, and suddenly he disappeared shortly before September the 11th.
That was very, I really stepped on your story there, interrupting you to get to the story, and you were telling the story. I didn't even know it. I thought it was going to be an example of someone who sublet illegally and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Now, he did do that.
He did do that, and, yes. you were aware of it, and so he didn't have to go through any screening process to rent your apartment.
No, he got in there with no deposit, no application. He just bought out his rights to be there from the existing tenant. Well, that's frequent. I mean, that's one of the frequent occurrences in Santa Monica. The apartments are so valuable that people will pay a lot of money to be able to...
Even though they're paying it and knowingly occupying it illegally, but you're saying it's almost a prohibitive for the landlord to turn around and kick them out?
Exactly.
Well, that's not right.
Well,
is it?
Rights are a big subject here. I mean, it's very emotional when you talk about the government coming along and taking away things from you. And basically in Santa Monica, one of the basic reasons for the government to have rent control was to help elderly people, low-income people.
Sure.
Unfortunately, just the reverse happened.
Jim Downing, glad you showed up today. Otherwise, I would have been talking to myself. It was a great program.
Mark,
interesting
thanks
stories.
Thanks for inviting us.
Interesting stories. Say hi to Marguerite. And we got to everything on the punch list. Again, Jim Downing is trying to spearhead and save the Goleta Library or expand upon it. May 17th, there's a meeting out there. If you have any questions, call Jim at 961-9119.
Oh.
Sorry, that's your phone number, 9119. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate will come back for the final segment and discuss the weekly multiple listing and sales updates. And I meant to mention this. This was a receipt from an apartment owner who had to charge someone $688 for a fridge because it was filled with maggots. So there's another apartment copy here. So I don't know if that's happened to you, but... keep your fridge plugged in. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. You stay tuned. You'll be right back.